Cynthia Thomas of Delaware County dropped out of college to plan her wedding. She got married, had a baby, and then at age 35, on the morning her sixth grader got on the bus, she made a life decision.
Didn't say anything to my husband, and he came home that night, and he said, "What'd you do today?" And I said, "I signed up for college." And he said, "You did what?"
She got two associate's degrees in 18 months, but there were some adjustments.
When my daughter forgot her English book, I wasn't running it to school. I was running myself to school, so that was a big change for our family.
Cynthia graduated as class valedictorian from Harrison College. She got a job as a customer service specialist for Sherry Laboratories in Daleville and never looked back. Cynthia was one of the 22% of Hoosiers aged 26 to 65 who have some college but never finished a degree. According to the state's Higher Ed Commission, that's nearly 750,000 Hoosiers. But beyond the numbers and economic implications, studies show there's a personal impact, says Duane Matthews of Lumina Foundation.
Almost every one of them has a sense of failure, a sense that they didn't finish something that they set out to do. And when you talk to them, you find out from many of them, they say things like, you know, there hasn't been a day gone by that I haven't thought about going back to college.
It gnaws at them. But he says it's also hard to take the next step.
And they're worried now that if they call back, somebody will make fun of them because their grades weren't very good. And all of this is so pointless now.
They're called returning adults, ready adults, comebackers, the near eligible, or the last mile. Whatever the name, Indiana and other states consider them to be low-hanging fruit and are trying to encourage them to come back and get their diplomas. Holly Zanville researches this new national focus for Lumina Foundation. Out of almost 4 million working-age adults in Indiana,
there's almost a million people that have some college with no degree. And so for all the folks that have come through the turnstile, they went to college maybe for a little bit of time. And for lots of good reasons, they stopped out, they left.
But how do you get them back and recruit these nearly 1 million Hoosiers when there's no national database or clearinghouse to track them? How do they fit into higher ed and get traction in the workforce? Derek Ruttleman of the Indiana Chamber of Commerce.
We need to make sure that we are providing them some direction, some counseling, to get them pursuing the degrees or certificates that will truly get them a job.
Otherwise, he says, it's an exercise in futility. So what are the answers? Returning adults may need tailor-made services to crosswalk them into academia and to credit prior work experience. And schools may need to be more adult-friendly and launch accelerated programs, like the Adult College Completion Project, underway at IU and Ivy Tech. Ivy Tech President Tom Snyder.
So we've got to be able to get the adult worker to equally pursue credentials and certificates and associate degrees. And the only place that can be done is the community college.
Harrison College makes returning adults its niche. With an Indiana placement record of 93%, Provost Dennis Trinkle says focusing on student services is part of the answer for this national for-profit school.
It may be really profound things that they're grappling with, like bankruptcy, spousal abuse, drug dependency. It may just be the kind of difficult issues that all adults face. So putting social workers and clinical psychologists and financial counselors around students as resources that are as important as the academic counselors. Take the 750,000 students in Indiana who dropped out of the system and have written it off as a life goal. How do you get them reactivated into the system?
For Indiana Public Radio, I'm Dion Willis.